Hi, and welcome back to the Daf in Practice series. This is Aryeh Leibowitz. Today's Daf is Brachos Daf Chaf Beis. And one of the things that we learned about on Daf Chaf Beis and Maseches Brachos is how a Balkari is Aser to learn Torah. The Gemara told us, of course, Braisa, that Vodatim Levanecha Vlevene Vanecha, Pasuk says that you should teach the Torah to future generations, Uksiv Basrei, and right after it says, Yom HaShoramat Levene Hashem Elokecha Bechorev. So from the Smichus of the two Psukum, we darshin, Mala Halon Be'ema Be'yiro Bereses Ubezio, just like when it comes to Maimon Har Sinai, it was an experience of awe and fear and trepidation. And that's the way the word is pronounced, by the way, is bezia. A lot of people mispronounce it and say zeya. Zeya is sweat. Over here, it doesn't mean sweat. It means shaking. So it's zeya. So afkan, so too, when it comes to Talmud Torah, when it comes to teaching Torah to other people, so it should also be with that same sense of be'emo, v'yiro, v'reses, v'zeya. And based on that, mikan amru, hazav v'mitzroim, u'bon al anidos, mutarim l'kros b'torah b'nevi, m'ksub m'lishos mishra, u'gumar v'alach v'agados, aval balikari on asunim, Balkari is also B'talmud Torah, because their Tumah comes about as a result of Kalus Rosh, as a result of lightheadedness, which is the exact opposite of the entire mood and tone of the receiving of the Torah. And then the Gemara goes on to say, to have a whole discussion about which parts of Torah a Balkari can and cannot learn. So that is the Takanas Ezra, that a Balkari needs to be Tovel in a Mikvah before he learns Torah. But we're going to talk about something else. What about a Balkari who wants to daven? Is there a din that a Balkari has to be tovel in the mikveh before he davens? So that was also part of the Takanas Ezra. So in the Sefer Shalos Tshuvos Min HaShemayim, which is one of the Balei HaTosfos, had a tshuva sefer, except it was an unusual tshuva sefer. It wasn't where someone asked the Balei HaTosfos the shailas and he gave the tshuvas. Is that he was the shoel, and the tshuvas came from a dream that he would go up to Shemayim and ask the malachim up in Shemayim. So Shalos Tshuvos Min HaShemayim, he raises a suffix about a tevila of a Balkari that the Chachamim were mevatel the chiyuv that Ezra was originally misakein. So some of the Gaonim say yes, they were partially mevatel the chiyuv. They were only mevatel the chiyuv for as far as Kriya Shema and Divrei Torah are concerned. But as far as going to the mikvah before davening, that still requires tevila or at least tisha kavin. And some are mekel and say that even for tevila they were mevatel it, and they're so mech themselves on Yerushalmi, in the 8th parak of Maseches Brachos, that tells us that Yom HaKippurim is Aser Berechitza B'Tashmish Hamita, and the Yerushalmi says, in Berechitza Aser, then Kol Shkei B'Tashmish Hamita, because you have to be Rochetz before you daven, meaning if you're not allowed to bathe, of course you can't have Tashmish Hamita, because if you have Tashmish Hamita without going to the mikveh, then you're never going to be able to daven. And the Yerushalmi answers that it's talking about a place where the minhag is not to go to the mikveh before davening. Or, secondarily, the Yerushalmi answers, maybe it's talking about a case where that was prior to the Takanas Ezra. So the Shaila was, Min HaShemayim, can we rely on that Yerushalmi and say that Ezra's Takana was not universally accepted, and in the places where they're Noheg, we observe it, in places where they're not Noheg, you're allowed to daven without Tevila and without Tisha Kavin? And if we follow, and do we follow the Sheet of the Gaonim that are Machmir and say that you require tevila, or that you require tisha kavin for tevila? So the response that they got min hashamayim was va'avadtem es Hashem Elokeichem zu tevila, and a person can't possibly be makriv a karban. Tevila represents karbanos, and a person can't be makriv a karban while he's tamei. And as far as Yerushalmi is concerned, says the Shalos Tshuvos Min HaShemayim, we absolutely cannot rely on that Yerushalmi. And to the contrary, if you look at the Yerushalmi gives a second answer, and the second answer is that it was before Takanas Ezra, but once Takanas Ezra happened, we're not allowed to daven without first going to the mikvah. So in the Sefer Orchos Yosher, he writes that many Kadmonim held that they were only mevatel Takanas Ezra as far as Torah is concerned, but you actually have to go to the mikvah before davening. And Rav Haigon is quoted in the Rif, and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and in the Rush, Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and the Rush, Simcha V'Aleph, as saying the same, as does Rabbeinu Chananel, meaning all of these illustrious Rishonim hold that one needs to go to the mikvah before davening if they are a Balkari. What does it mean they're a Balkari? Either that they were Motzi Zera Levatala, or that they just had Tashma Shamita, they had regular relations with their wives. Then they're going to have to go to the mikvah before they daven. So why in the world is it that so many people do not follow this and do not go to the mikvah before davening? So the Rambam, in Hilchas Kriya Shema, Perek Dalet, Halacha Aleph, paskins that they were Mevatel Takanas Ezra entirely. So Tamidei Rabbeinu Yonah wonders about all the Rashi Yeshivos in Bavel, they all ask this question about how the Rambam goes against all the other Rishonim, and Tamidei Rabbeinu Yonah writes that he always observed the Takanas Ezra for tefillah, but the Rambam just didn't want to say it in his Sefer because it's not really a pialacha that you have to observe Takanas Ezra for tefillah, but as far as the practice, it must be that the Rambam himself actually went to the mikvah. The Shulchan Aruch happens to be paskins like the Rambam. In Orchaim Sim Samaches, Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam that it's not necessary to go to the mikvah before davening, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes a Prima Gadim that if you do so, Tavo Alav Bracha. In fact, the Rambam himself says in Hilchas Tefillah that it's a minag pashut in Shinar and Sfarad that a Balkari doesn't daven until he first goes to the mikvah. Great, so that explains why a Balkari goes to the mikvah. Why is it that so many people have a minag that they go to the mikvah even when they're not a Balkari? So this is a minag of Chasidim, that they quote from the Baal Shem Tov that the Avodas HaTfilah is b'makom karbanos, and we do as much as we can to prepare for tefillah the same way they prepare for Avodah, and washing is one of the things that they would do to prepare for Avodah. So many people do that to prepare for tefillah as well. So essentially you have three approaches. One approach is of many Hasidim that they always go to the mikvah before davening. Another approach is not to go to the mikvah before davening always, but only when one is a Balkari, and that is the sheet of many Rishonim. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, Taval of Bracha, if a person does. And then you have the Ikar Adin, which is what the Rambam paskins and the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that they were entirely Mevatel Takanas Ezra, and it's therefore not necessary to go to the mikvah before davening at all, even if a person is a Balkari. Have a wonderful day.